This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
All types of media outlets within the past couple of weeks reported on this confrontation between a group of high school students and a couple other organizations that were protesting in our nation's capital. And it's interesting to note that all these news organizations reporting on this, none of them were actually there at the scene. They're relying on video that's been submitted to them, and it can be dangerous as a journalist to do something like that in terms of your credibility.
Absolutely. If you're jumping to conclusions about some things that someone's offended by, you really need to go back and do some homework and do some reporting and do some research and find out what's actually happening. And I think that's what we saw here in this instance. There was definitely something happening there that was newsworthy and potentially worth reporting on, but I don't think that every news outlet that reported on it had all the facts.
Well, was it newsworthy? I mean, there are protesters in Washington, D.C. all the time about different things. What made this particular event newsworthy? Was it because people took video and so, hey, we've got video, let's run a story?
Oh, good point. And I think though there was a confrontation, and granted there's probably other confrontations, but I think we had confrontations of folks with differing views. And the video is very, I think, very interesting and something that I was definitely interested in when I first heard about it. And so I think that's what got my attention. If it's attention-grabbing like that, I think folks are going to want to know about that. I think that would make it newsworthy.
Is it attention-grabbing because you have a photo of a smirking white high schooler pretty much nose-to-nose with a Native American activist?
Yes. The reason that this became a story was because of that video existed. There was no story before that video became viral. And once it got passed around, people were talking about it. News stations latched onto it. This is a big problem with journalism right now, is that a lot of different outlets love that viral video. They love putting it out there, and they don't do enough research on it when they put it out there. So I ended up screen capturing a couple different headlines about this, and most of the news outlets that were sharing this viral video were headlining the story like this: a crowd of teenagers surrounded a Native American elder and other activists and mocked them after Friday's Indigenous Peoples March at the Lincoln Memorial. Now, here's the problem with that. They're putting this context there where they don't actually know what's going on. They weren't there. They didn't have reporters there. They're going off of this viral video craze. So they're saying that this teen was mocking this man really by just watching the video itself. But there are more videos that should give more context, and they didn't have those videos when they put this one out. And I'm not saying and defending Nick Sandman, who is the teen in this video, but what I am saying is that they didn't get the whole story, and that was a big problem when they put this out, because this is what allows people to say fake news.
And that is, yes, because it's sloppy journalism. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when we find out, initially you learn about, and I remember reading about this story online, and initially reading the incomplete story, and then further along the line finding out that there were not only maybe two different groups, but three different groups to the story. Mm-hmm. And there were heckles coming from another group, heckling the teens that were wearing the baseball caps, the red baseball caps, in support of the current administration. And so we didn't have the whole story, and it was days later when we did. And so this is just another symptom of, again, jumping to conclusions, seeing a video for shock value for what it is, hurrying to get it online, but being in a way of which we are haphazard, hasty, or sloppy, and not getting the full story, trying to be first but not trying to be right and comprehensive.
Yeah, the trying to be first mentality is what really messes everyone up when it comes down to it.
Right. I mean, and things are very competitive, and it's a definite new kind of game here, but we've got to remember to be right, not only to be first. And I think this is a classic example of that. And when we see a video like this that has some kind of potential shock value, and with the administration as somewhat controversial, as many people think it is, and I think immediately newsrooms saw this and they rushed to judgment and put this on their websites.
Well, civics classes, if those are still taught in high schools, should include a section about journalism. What is journalism? What separates journalism from a viral video, for example? I think democracy could be helped out if more people understood the role of journalists and what qualifies as being journalism and impartial rather than, again, a viral video that perhaps is just showing not enough information, showing one side of the story, just not showing enough information. As Jasmine mentioned, other videos then came out after this viral video that showed that provided more context and showed more information that we weren't getting from that initial viral video.
Yeah, and not only high school students should be talked to about journalism and media literacy, but college students. That should be a required core class. That should be something that everyone has to learn about.
Yeah, amen to that. And I'm old enough to have remembered taking civics classes, and you have to learn how to be a citizen and function in this country. You take a test about knowing the Constitution, mm-hmm. and the Bill of Rights and things of that nature. And I think I've spoken on this program before about how I think because of the ever-changing nature and the high technical nature of journalism that is today, I think it's far more important and imperative than ever before that American citizens have some kind of media training and some media knowledge and education because it's so easy to be fooled. And I think this is an example of it.
It is easy to be fooled, and not just with that initial, again, viral video, but then some follow-up stuff that you would see. Supposedly the boy's mother tweeting out a bunch of nasty comments, and those appeared to be, someone faked that. You really have to be careful about what's just being spread around online. Again, I think we need to know. I think more people need to understand what qualifies as journalism and what can be trusted and what might be out there just to get a rise out of people.
Yeah, and not just the general public needs to know what journalism is, but occasionally media outlets need that too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and I think when what the internet has done, it doesn't allow the media to really control the message anymore. It invites and it weighs in people to respond and comment. And I think we're still learning as an industry basically how to manage, engage that. And until we do, we're going to have some of these problems.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.